I thank the Lord for another opportunity to be here in service, to be here tonight. Ask that you would pray for me as I share a little thought that I feel like the Lord's given me. This past week, I felt like the Lord dropped a little song in my mind, a song that I wasn't very, very familiar with. I've only heard it a couple times. And you may have heard it. It's a song that I remember some of our little children singing. And I think it may have been over there in the dining hall one night during one of the little school programs. And that song, I believe the title of it was, is God Makes a Lot of a Little. Like I said, it wasn't a song that I had ever heard before I heard the children singing it. But I thought about the title of that song. That title kind of stuck out to me. God makes a lot of a little. So I looked up the words to that song, and the chorus reads, God makes a lot of a little, no matter how little you're giving. When God makes the measure, you're coming out better. God makes a lot of a little. And I guess I remember hearing it at the time the children sang it. And at the time I thought, well, man, that's a cute little song, you know. Especially you got the little people singing it. And it's some cute words. It brings out a couple little examples, some Bible stories. And I just thought it was cute. And I don't guess at the time it ever went any farther than that. But I thank the Lord for dropping that in my mind this week. And I guess I'll say that's where I don't really have a title for this message, but I would say that's where my thought comes from tonight is God makes a lot of a little. I'd like to look at a couple examples, a couple passages of Scripture. And our first one, we'll look at 1 Kings 17. And we'll start at verse 8. 1 Kings 17, verse 8. A little story about Elijah and the widow woman. It says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. I'll stop right there for a minute. I was given some thought to this passage of Scripture and was thinking about the situation that this woman was in. As we know, if we read a little bit earlier in that chapter, or maybe it was in the previous chapter, there was a drought going on in the land. And this woman had one thing that she was holding on to that was standing between her and that was standing between her and her child and the death of them. And that was a little bit of oil and a little bit of meal. Verse 12 says, and she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks, hope I said that word right, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. So she was holding on. She had one more thing that she was counting on. She had one more thing that she was holding on to. Now it does say in verse 9 that God is saying, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So evidently God had somehow revealed to this woman, he had commanded this woman. I'm guessing that by the scripture we read that she had some insight that she was going to be addressed with a situation that maybe Elijah was coming. God had visited her in some way. But I also can't help but think, here she is out gathering some sticks, preparing to go make her last meal. And here comes this fella, Elijah. And he asked the lady, he said, "Ma'am, can you go get me a drink?" And she went to go get a drink. And then he says, "But look, hold on." He goes, bring me a cake." Now, I don't know how much the Lord revealed to her of what she was going to have to do. I don't know. But I can't help but wonder when Elijah said, "Bring me a cake," I can't help but wonder if maybe she had to swallow a lump in her throat a little bit and said, How am I fixing to tell this man that all I have left is a little bit of water, or a little bit of oil, and a little bit of meal, and that I was planning on using this for me and my son?" That had to have been a very hard thing to do. But if you read on, it says, "And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." So now she's hearing that, okay, so if I go gather my things, if I build the fire, and if I bring you the cake first, the Lord's not going to let my oil run out. The Lord's not going to let my meal run out. He's gonna continue to sustain me. Is that what you're telling me? Elijah said yes, but he said, For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, because God is telling you this, because this is the instruction God has given, go and do this, and he will continue to provide. Well, if you look at verse 15, it says, "And she went and did it, according to the saying of Elijah." I put myself in that situation, and I think if there is one thing that I'm holding on to, and it's the last thing that I have, how hard would it have been, as big as it may seem to me in the present, in all reality, what is a little bit of meal and a little bit of oil? It was big to her. But in the big picture, what's a little meal and a little oil? It's not much. But it was all she had. So she went and did it, and we know the rest of the story. The Lord promised to provide, and he did that. All right, let's look at another passage, another example. John 6, starting at verse 1. Jesus feeds 5,000. "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here." That verse 9 stuck out to me. It said, "There is a lad here." The story, we know the story, we know the need that was here. 5,000 people that needed to be fed. And somehow, we don't have a lot of information of how this little boy got word that there was a need. Did he overhear the conversation of Jesus talking to his disciples? Was he there? Did he hear? I don't know all the details, but there was a need. And here we had a little boy. Verse 9 said, "There is a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" Again, we have somebody that had so little. Again, I put myself in this little boy's situation, and I can't help but think of the beginning of his day. He went and he grabbed himself 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fishes, and he put them in his little basket or his little sack, and he brought them with him. And there they are during the day, and it's time to sit down and eat. And you got 5,000 people sitting there. And here Jesus is asking his disciples, what are we going to feed these people? And I wonder if that little boy looked down at his food, and he looked back up at the people and thought, man. And then he walks up and says, "Here you go, sir. It's not much, but it's all I have. But you, here you go. You can have it." And again, we know the rest of the story. Jesus took what they had, or what was given him, the loaves and the fishes. He blessed it, and it fed the 5,000 people, and there were 12 baskets left over. Someone, a lad that saw a need or heard for Jesus desiring something, a widow that was put in a situation, there was a need to be met. And both, and there's many other examples, but both gave all they had. Both gave the very last thing that, in the widow's case, that she was holding on to. The little boy giving his one and only little 5 loaves and 2 fishes, what he brought for lunch that day, and giving it for a need to be met. And neither one having much to give, but giving all they had. So I think I'm going to take away from these. And so God makes a lot of a little. God is desiring something of me, of you, of every one of his children in this world today. And I think, well, what do I have to give the Lord? What does he want of me? Well, he wants me. he wants all I have to give. Just as the little boy had all he had to give, the widow gave all she had to give, he wants all that I have to give. Now, I'm not going to start listing things of what the Lord wants us to give. This thought is not that I feel the Lord wants us to go home and clean our closets out and find things that we can give and or come up to the offering box and see if we can empty our wallets. That's not where the thought is tonight, but it's looking down. It's being able to step back and look within myself, look down and ask myself, Lord, what else? Lord, I've given you. I feel like that I've given you many things. What else? What else do you want from me? What else can I give? Is there one more thing? Is there one more thing in my life that you want from me? Is there one more thing that I maybe have not identified yet, or that you're trying to show me, that is there one more thing that I can give you? Is there one more thing you need? Is there one more thing you desire? Because let me say, the Lord doesn't need anything from us. He doesn't need anything that I'm able to give. Everything that I have or that I'm capable of doing, any thought, any talent, anything that I'm able to do comes from Him. Comes from Him. There's a verse over in John that says, A man can receive nothing except to be given to him from heaven. So I don't have anything within myself. Anything that I have, any capability I have, has been given from God, has been given from the Lord. But, well, I think of, did God need the widow woman's oil? Elijah did need the oil and did need the meal. But did God need that to give Elisha a meal? Well, no, if you read a few chapters before that, God had just used ravens to bring Elijah some food. So did God need the meal and the oil? No, he didn't need that. Did Jesus need that little boy's 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes? I would say no, he didn't need that. He didn't have to have it. Jesus could have performed a miracle and done something else. But there was a plan. You know, God, in both situations, desired something, had something in mind, had some kind of plan. And in the widow's case, in that story, there was a part that He wanted the widow to play in that. In the story of the feeding of the 5,000, evidently there was a part that He wanted that little boy to play in that. And by them giving of what they had, no matter how big or how small it was all in God's plan. Did you know that God has a plan for each and every one of us? He's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for you. And there are going to be times, in order for those plans to work out, there are going to be things that He wants us to do, that He wants us to give, to give of myself, to give of me. But what if there comes a time and I find there's something that I feel like I have given and given and given, and I've come to the place where there's one more thing that I'm holding on to. What if I'm holding on to my last little bit of my oil and my meal? What if this is the only thing that is standing between me and total chaos and total devastation? And what if the Lord wants me to give the last little bit of something that I've got? Well, folks, look at the results of what happened when they were willing to give the last of what they had. When from their heart, when they come to the place in their life and they said, but this was for me and my son, and this is all we had left. But she still gave, and the Lord blessed. I think of, I referenced it not too long ago, and the story of Abraham and Isaac. Isaac was promised something, a son. Look how long it took for that promise to come about. And then Isaac had his son. I'm sorry, Abraham had his son Isaac. And I think about the time the Lord come to Abraham and said, Abraham, He said, I want your son. I want your son. And, you know, and I think about this story a lot. And what it took for Abraham to give up what the Lord had given him. You know, I think, let me go back to the story of the little boy and the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You know, if that were me giving up my 5 loaves and my 2 fishes, you know, I'm thinking in my mind, or the oil and the meal, I'm thinking in my mind, Lord, you gave this to me. You provided. You gave this to me to partake of. And now you want it back? You know, that would be a difficult place to be in. So I think of Abraham. And he had Isaac. And the Lord says, look, I want Isaac back. And we know the directions the Lord gave him. And here Abraham is saying, well, Lord, you gave me Isaac. You want me to kill him and give him back to you? But folks, look at what God did with Abraham, and look at what God did with Isaac, because of what Abraham was willing to do and what Abraham was willing to give. And what it was all about was that God wanted to see Abraham's faithfulness, his love, his dedication. And folks, that's what he wants from each and every one of us. Is our faithfulness, our love, our dedication, our devotion to Him, and the list could go on and on and on. That's what He wants me to give. That's what He wants a little bit more of. When I feel like I've given, I'm going to tell you, the Lord would like for us to give a little bit more. A little bit more, even when, what if we can't see the outcome? What if I give this and then I feel like I don't have anything else to hold on to? What if I give my son Isaac? Lord, what's going to happen after I kill him and I give him to, what am I going to have then, Lord? Then I'm not going to have what you promised me. So what am I going to give when I can't see the outcome? What am I going to give when I don't understand? Can I give the Lord something, even if it hurts a little bit, even if it pains me to let go and to give that thing to Him? A little bit more of my love, my dedication, my time. Can I give a little bit more of my time? Can I give Him one more minute of my day? Can I give Him two more minutes of my days? Five? What's five more minutes? Well, you might ask, well, what is five more minutes? Well, I'm going to tell you, give God. I challenge you to give Him five more minutes of your day, and I guarantee you He'll take it. He will take that 5 minutes. Go to church on a Wednesday night. Give Him a couple hours on a Wednesday night prayer meeting service. And He'll take it. As little as that may seem, He will be happy. If you will give Him them 2 hours, He will be more than happy to take that from you. As little as it may seem, call out a song in service. Call out a song. Say a prayer. Give those things to the Lord. He'll take them from you. He will take those things. Those are the things He wants. I can give him my shyness. I can give Him my timidness. I can give Him my fears. All these things I can give Him, as uncomfortable as it may seem or may be at the time. The Lord just wants all. He wants more of me. More of anything that I can give Him. God makes a lot of a little. You know, He did. He took that bread and those fishes, fed 5,000 people and had 12 baskets left over. He took the oil and the meal and provided for the widow till the drought ended. I think of what He did, a lot of a little. I think of what He did for David. And what God did with one stone. That's part of the words of that song. Look at what God did with one stone. One little boy and one stone. Folks, I'm one person among about 7.7 billion people in this world. That's not much. If you put that in comparison, if you put yourself in comparison, one person to 7.7 billion, if you could somehow get a visual of that, this is almost nothing. It's little to nothing. But folks, as little as we are compared to the things around us, as incapable we are of within ourselves of anything, the Lord wants to make a lot out of us. The Lord wants to take what we give Him, and He wants to bless that. He will multiply that, as He did in these stories. As insignificant as it may seem at the time, the things that I can give the Lord, I say, well, Lord, look, this is all I got to give, and it sure isn't much. I think of the widow woman giving her last little penny, her last little piece of money. You know, we might look at, I know they did. They looked at that and thought, what, one little piece of money? But you know what? She gave it because it was all she had to give. It was from something down within her, her love for the Lord. It was doing the right thing, and she gave it because, Lord, I love you. And if this is what you were requiring of me, this is what I want to do. You know, I'm not much. You're not much. In the big scheme, in the big scale of things, in the big picture. But I'm going to tell you, folks, the Lord wants to come down and take those things that we are willing to commit to Him, to take those things that we are willing to give Him, and He wants to do something with those things, and He will do something with those things. He will take those things and start blessing and start working beyond our imaginations. You know, I don't think that little boy ever thought that I'm going to give up my little lunch today and every one of these individuals out here is going to get a full belly, and then they're going to still get 12 baskets left over of food. I don't think he saw that coming. Lord, the ones, there are things that we can give the Lord, and He can work in such ways that we never saw coming. That's my little burden tonight. A lot of a little. I just wanted us to all be reminded that the Lord wants me. He wants all of me. He wants you. He wants all of you. He wants anything that you can give Him, whether it be your time, whether it be your talents. You know, we hear that quite often. You know, you use your talents for the Lord, and you know, sing and do specials and you know, if the Lord leads you to pray, you know, those are things. Those are all things that we can give Him. And I want to encourage you to think about that. Think about giving Him more of your time and those things. But along with that, more love, more dedication, more devotion, and just Lord, a deepening down. Do you want more of my thought processes and more of my actions and more of a godly example? Whatever it is, He wants more of us. So I just want to remind us that God wants us. He wants those things that we're willing to give to Him, and He wants to use those things to bless and to work. And y'all pray for me that I'll be willing to give and practice what I preach, and y'all pray for me.